closing arguments in the trial of Lieutenant Brian Rice, the highest ranking of six officers charged in the Freddie Gray case, are scheduled for 10 this morning at Courthouse East in Baltimore. Rice is charged with involuntary manslaughter, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office for his alleged role in Gray's death last year from a broken neck. WYPR's Kenneth Burns previews the arguments.
Lieutenant Rice was on bike patrol the morning of April 12, 2015, and initiated the chase that led to Gray's arrest. University of Baltimore Law School professor David Juro says the state will suggest that, as senior officer, Rice bears the greatest responsibility for Gray's death because Rice knew better than to put Gray in the back of a police van without a seatbelt.
That he had the training and awareness of the risks of not placing Mr. Gray in restraints, and it suggests that the judge can infer from the surrounding circumstances that Lieutenant Rice was aware when he failed to seatbelt Freddie Gray, when he lifted him inside the van, that he was putting him in at risk to physical bodily injury.
Juro says the defense can offer a variety of arguments to Circuit Judge Barry Williams.
Perhaps their strongest argument will be that there is not sufficient evidence in the record given the circumstances that surrounded the arrest.
Lawyers for Rice have argued that when officers detained Gray in the 1700 block of Presbury Street, people from Gilmore Homes had started to gather and accuse officers of mistreating Gray, and Rice, sensing a hostile scene, had to get officers out of the area for their safety. Williams said he would render his verdict sometime after closing arguments, but he didn't say when that might be. I'm Kenneth Burns from Courthouse East for 88.1 WYPR.